Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. It's typical that this first week of every month, new art exhibits go up everywhere, and Duluth is no exception. The developing art scene in downtown Duluth has opening receptions this Friday night, and that includes Washington Gallery with their opening 4:30 to 8, Prove Gallery from 7 to 11 p.m., and our spotlight this week, Ochre Ghost at 22 North 2nd Avenue East, also from 7 to 11 on Friday, March 8th, showing We Be Clubbin', the photographs of Andy Hardman. This show exemplifies the creative and keen eye he has in his black and white photos in this small exhibit, and he joins us today.
Andy Hardman, photography of various degrees. I went to a boarding school in Vermont for 1 year of my life, and my dad gave me his old camera. It was a simple Mamiya 35mm tiny lens. That was it. At the boarding school, they had activities outside of class that you were required to do in the afternoon and evening. You could do sports or art or all sorts of stuff. So I did photography, and I haven't really stopped since 1995, I guess. The show is some black and white negatives I did a project with in 2007. It was recently after graduating from college. I got a job with a friend from school whose Canadian family owns a nightclub in New York City. Their 100-year anniversary was coming up, and they were getting landmarked by the city of New York. So they wanted a whole history done, and I was hired to do that and failed to do so because that was probably bigger than they thought could ever be done. Because the club has an amazing history of being a speakeasy and folk house and burlesque house and all sorts of stuff from the history of it. So I just turned into being their nightclub photographer. The nightclub is it's called Webster Hall. It's right near Union Square in New York City. It's 4 stories tall. It's got like 5 dance rooms. I have no idea how many bars they have, but I just started snapping photos. I had free reign, basically. I don't think I had like a dime to my name when I moved back to Minnesota. I was broken. The show at the Ochre it's a small gallery, so I had to be very specific on what I wanted to do. The photos that ended up being edited for the show are mostly of their Ladies' Night Male review. Those are what the photos are from. Yeah, they're black and white. I did it with film. I'm printing in the darkroom at the depot for it. I live at the Washington Studio Co-op. We just had a big group show there, and I had 30-some 8x10 pieces up that I'd printed on canvas, all taken from my iPhone. The quality was good. I mean, from printing in a darkroom, you get an eye for quality, and I was impressed. So I went ahead and did it, and they look good. I use my iPhone more than any other camera these days. When I learned about the apps that you have to edit the photos on your phone, I was impressed with those. If it was just the camera and the pre-fed filters that you can use, I probably wouldn't do it or at least enjoy it as much as I do now. If I had it my way, I'd still be shooting film, mostly 4x5 or handheld medium format. But I'm glad that with the digital times, there's still different avenues you can take. It's not the same. Photography's always been about innovation, so embrace the new thing and see what you can do with it.
Andy Hardman showing his work at Ochre Ghost this Friday night, 7 to 11 p.m. We look forward to his show this summer at Washington Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, please send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.